Well, welcome to, this is Lon Woodbury, and I'm the Woodbury Report, and I have on the phone Craig Pearson. He's admissions and marketing for Surf House Puerto Rico, and it's July 2nd, and we're talking about some of the changes going on down there. Well, good morning, Craig. Thanks for spending your time here.
Well, you're welcome, Lon. It's a pleasure.
Well, what's tell me about Surf House Puerto Rico. What is it? What kind of kids do they work with?
Well, we are really a specialized gap year transition type program, and which really comes down to two types of students. One is really like the super senior. It's the student who's, 17 and a half, 18. We actually had a student, our first student senior in high school, who was 19, and trying to finish. But, the kid who's just had just about everything go wrong, has probably done a wilderness. Five of the six high school students in that category we work with have, had some type of wilderness interventions. And it's worked and it's helped them out, but then they're just back in the grind and, social anxiety, a lot of these kids just struggling with not fitting in, not understanding, how to make good choices, I love this term. The idea of social lubricant, with alcohol, self-medicating, and those are a lot of our high school students, and they typically just make one too many poor decisions, and the school they're in, whether it's a therapeutic school, kind of within the industry, or it's public school, and we've seen both. You just get asked to leave. The school district or the placement they're at says, we can't do this anymore. And they need a way to just simply finish high school and get living their life. And okay. That's our younger students.
Well, I would imagine that would not only include those that are have to go to the wilderness and have been floundering, but a lot of typical kids. College has still has about a 50% dropout in the freshman class. In large part, those are kids that... I was almost one of those. Just wasn't mature enough and ready for college. And I would imagine, and that's a vast number of kids. I would imagine that would work for you too. Those kind of kids would be helpful.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And when I was a therapist, that really working as a counselor, at Shortridge Academy, I was there for 10 years, and I was seeing a lot of the kids. I was working with Diedrich, and I was working with Steve Migden, and they each had a student who kind of played by all the rules, right? The academy done a nice job looking at graduating, and everybody knew that it was just a disaster in the making for them to try to go to college, and so that's the student. It's great to work with those kids. We've gotten a couple of those guys that have come in and realized that, look, I need some more direction. I need a less structured environment, something that's not quite as protected, to try to get going.
Okay, well...
Well, on the other student, we've seen, it's kind of interesting, we have 12 students we currently work with, and six of them are high school trying to finish diploma, and six are college, and go figure, it's an even split. We didn't try to do that. And those college students are the ones who, they did go off, and they did get into their freshman year. And of the five of the six got into their sophomore year, and then... with increased pressure, starting to have to really figure things out for their own and getting tested in a lot of ways and having their coping system really stressed, they began to come unhinged and the wheels started coming off. And that's a student who, I really enjoy working with. They're a little bit older than what my forte was at the academy as a therapeutic boarding school. And their kids too, as you said, Lon, I was there too. I can relate to getting into college and having a lot of things go wrong. So those are our typical kids.
Okay, are you co-ed or is it all single sex? Or
we are co-ed. It's something we talked a lot about. But Chris Mays, my other active partner. There's three of us, and Ron Payne is down in Texas, and he's a friend of mine that privately funds us, and he's really the engine behind the economics of putting this thing together. But Chris and I, we've only ever done co-ed. you know, Summit Achievement's been co-ed since it opened. Shortridge's been co-ed since it opened. I was there when the first female student arrived, no less. Mm-hmm. So we are co-ed. We currently are two girls and, well, actually our census is 13, so we're two girls and 11 boys. And it's interesting.
Okay, well, let's go on to the next area. So, you know, the changes of what's going on down there in Puerto Rico. And well, you're the admissions and marketing. You've just sort of moved into that one, and you're outsourced up in New Hampshire. As you said, Puerto Rico Surf House North is what you're putting together. What are some of the other changes that's been going on there? Chris, I understand, is now full-time, lives there on Puerto Rico, an executive director. What's some of the other changes that are happening, some new staff hires and things?
Well, what we've done is probably the biggest change in terms of other than, you know, kind of Chris and I switching up our roles. I was a startup executive director and life coach, and now I'm focusing really on admissions and marketing is, you know, we're leasing a house. We have a long-term lease on up, kind of up in the hills, kind of up out of the fray of Rincon. Rincon, Puerto Rico, is an interesting, fun, very dynamic place, and it's got a lot to offer. And at the same time, it can be busy. And so we had a property up in the hills, a place for, you know, you can really breathe. But what we found was trying to get up and down the mountain, so to speak, and the roads in Puerto Rico are challenging. I'm trying to look for the right adjective. Challenging seems to be underplaying it. So we purchased a property right in downtown, and it's got three stories, and it has the first floor is really, you know, as an education center, and has some classroom space and conferencing space for students. And the third floor is office space, so that when students are meeting with their clinical life coach and meeting with their academic coach and vote coach for the various aspects of the program, there's really good space to do that. We're not trying to drive up and down, you know, from you know, right on the water to up into the hills. And that's been a wonderful change for us. We actually purchased that building outright. And so that was great because it's never easy to purchase anything in Puerto Rico. So that's been a wonderful addition to the infrastructure of what we're able to offer. The bottom floor of that structure is a full-on independent living separate entrance apartment. And that enables students to, as they get into the upper part of our program, to really see for themselves if they're ready to take on kind of full independence, but still have the structure and the support of the program and the staff. The other change is we've been growing, our house and our current capacity was at 16. So what we've done is we've hired another clinical life coach, and she's going to be starting August 1st. So that's a big move for us in kind of doubling our clinical coaching staff. Those are probably the biggest changes. Our day-to-day stuff remains pretty fluid. We've added a whole diving program. You know, you don't need to know much about surfing to know that it's not the Endless Summer, great movie, but doesn't happen in Puerto Rico. So when it gets flat in the summer and you want to be out in the water, we do water Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and that's our mornings. We needed to really put into a whole different program. So all the guys are getting certified in open diving, and it's just crazy to see them all with their gear and doing that and adding that piece to the program. So let's think of the kind of the biggest additions.
Okay, well, we have about 1 minute left. What's the future? How where are you going with all this? What do you look like a year down the road? What do you think it's going to look like?
Well, better. I want to say in a nutshell, I've had a lot of people ask me, would there be a mountain house or some other version? And, you know, how many people can you put down there? And, you know, Chris and Ron and I are very focused on doing what we do well. And I think the honest answer and what I'm really committed to, and I know that Chris and Ron are really committed to, is doing what we do well and really solidifying where we're at. We started in September, and we're almost full. So we want to really get our systems down to a T, possibly add another house that could be a girl-specific house, and we're really looking at that as kind of the next move in terms of infrastructure. To be able to have co-ed, but also be able to have single girls. I think there are some issues in terms of girls who, in working with female students and young women, that could be better addressed, that is not in a co-ed environment. So that would be something we'd be looking at.
Okay, and do you look like growing, increasing your numbers, or is that going to hold for a while?
Well, we've thought about if we added this house, which we are actively trying to really look at, that our numbers would get up to around 22 to 24. We have no plans beyond that number. I think the infrastructure of the area would really be maxed out within that number, and so we really want to kind of hold that as a future growth number by adding girl-specific housing, which would increase beds, increase 6 to 8 beds, and then all of a sudden you're 16 to 22, 24 pretty quickly.
Okay,
But
well that's.
that's
Yeah,
where we're at.
that's about the time we have. I've been talking with Craig Pearson, the admissions and marketing for Surf House Puerto Rico, and some of the changes that are going on down there. He's up in New Hampshire, outsourced admissions and director. And if you want to check out further, you can go to the website www.surfhousepuertorico.com, or you can call Craig at 603 903-9609. This is Lon Woodbury for their Woodbury Report.